AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The number of daily coronavirus deaths in the U.S. has reached another record high. The AP's Ben Thomas has the numbers.
The tally by Johns Hopkins University shows the U.S. registered 4,085 deaths from COVID-19 infections Thursday. At the same time, nearly 275,000 new cases were confirmed. States being hit with the biggest surges and highest number of deaths include California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida.
The mayor of London says the situation there is critical. Hospitals are being pushed to the breaking point with coronavirus patients. Back in the U.S., the Labor Department says 140,000 jobs were lost last month, the first drop since the spring. After the deadly violence at the Capitol, President Trump conceded his term will end in less than 2 weeks, but Democrats in Congress are pushing to get him out sooner. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pushing Vice President Pence and the cabinet to remove the president and says the House will consider impeaching him again if they don't.
He wants to be unique and be doubly impeached. That's kind of up to him and his cabinet as to whether he should stay in office.
Pence has not publicly addressed invoking the 25th Amendment to remove the president, and the resignations of two cabinet secretaries yesterday means the prospect of doing so may have already faded. Even if the House quickly votes to impeach the president, it's extremely unlikely Congress could actually remove him before January 20th, since the Senate would then have to hold a trial and vote. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The supporters of President Trump in D.C. are defending what happened.
I'm really glad it needed to happen. If Antifa and BLM people can go up and burn down buildings, in which we were not burning down anything. We were actually very peaceful.
Trump told us to go there. When we got there, there wasn't one cop standing out front.
It escalated.
They knew
we
were coming. Why didn't they have it guarded?
Five people died at the Capitol, including police officer Brian Sicknick. This is AP News. Since the coronavirus pandemic shut down Broadway, actress Jenna DeWall has been focusing on her theater camp for adults, Broadway Weekend. It's gone virtual.
No one was coming to develop a career. No one was coming to book an agent. They were purely coming for entertainment. And I sort of thought there's something interesting here about how theater is appreciated. And this is entertainment, even though it's not a passive form of entertainment.
A monthly subscription to Broadway Weekends at Home cost $45. She's taking advantage of the online experience.
There's tons of tricks like breakout rooms or whiteboards or pinning and spotlighting and all these different things that Zoom, like tools that Zoom provides. And so we sort of like, rather than trying to recreate an in-person workshop online, we sort of take these tools and then think, what can we do with these?
Talent who taught classes include film and TV star Lily James. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.